Abudoy Satel Hayos Nechoshmo. The next kino, kino chof aleph, arze halavonoi adire hatayra. This is a kino of asora haruge malchus. And poshup shat, what this kino has to do with Tisha B'Av is because shkula misa sadikim kisreifas beis alikeinu. Now misa sadikim, when sadikim die, is like the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And we have to understand that it's not just that Misa Tzadikim are like Sreifas Beis HaLikeinu, but having Tzadikim to a certain degree, having Tzadikim are like having Beis HaLikeinu. And when we have Tzadikim in our door, we have to try to take advantage. That is the Beis Elikeinu, the Basil Sishorim, when he describes a tzaddik, he says that a tzaddik is nechshav kemishkon, kemikdosh, uchemizbeach. A tzaddik is like Beis Elikeinu. There's a meridik chasam sofer. We all know the maisa with Chana and Eli. Chana was davening, vihi moras nofesh, she was davening. She davened right next to Eli. Why did she daven right next to Eli? The Chasam Sofer says in Simen Kuf Beis in Arachayim, the Chasam Sofer says that the reason why Chana was davening next to Eli, because it's a gewaldige skula to daven right next to an Adam Kodesh. That means that just like everybody understands, going to the Kodesh Lamarovi, going to the Beis HaMikdash to daven, the tefillos are heard in the Mokim HaMikdash more than they are heard in any place else. When a person davens next to a tzaddik, who the Mesiyos Yisharim describes him as a mishkan, a mikdash, a mizbeach, that's a kvaldika school that a person's tefillos should be answered. But maybe there's another connection over here to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We all know that the Asara Harugei Malchus were killed because of the Avera of Mechiras Yosef. We say in Yom Kippur Davening, we say, Ki atah solchon liYisrael, umachalon l'shiftei Yishurun b'chol dor v'dor. Which is a very interesting lashon, how we refer to Klal Yisrael, umachalon l'shiftei Yishurun. And the Meshech Chochma explains this lashon, the double lashon, ki atah solchon liYisrael umachalon l'shiftei Yishurun. There's two types of averis. There's an avera of bein odom l'mokoyim, and there's an avera of bein odom l'chaveroi. The source of all averis bein odom l'mokoyim stems from the ego. And the source of all averis bein odom l'chaveroi stems from Mechiras Yosef. Ki atah solchon liYisrael, zot Meshech Chochma is going on, averis bein odom l'mokoyim. Umachalon l'shivtei Yishurun is going on averis bein odom l'chaveroi, which stems from the shivtei Yishurun, from the shvatim that they sold Yosef. The Mikdash Sheni was Chorev, we all know, because of Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is the Aveiro of Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, which stems, according to the Meshech Chochma, from the Aveiro of Mechiras Yosef. If the Asora Harugei Malchus were killed to be Mechaper on the Aveiro of Mechiras Yosef, that means that the Asora Harugei Malchus are related to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's the same Aveiro. It's the Aveira of Sinas Chinam, the Aveira of Mechiras Yosef, that the Aveira that they sold Yosef, and the Aveira on which the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened, is the same Aveira. And that's why today on Tisha B'Av, that we're mourning the Bayis Sheni, we're mourning the Aveira, the Churban that came about from the Aveira of Sinas Chinam. We mourn these Gevaldik Tzadikim that were killed because of the Aveira of Mechiras Yosef. Over here we describe when Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol took the head of Rabbi Shimon, not al roishoy, but unesone al arkavoysov, menoira hatahira. He called out to Rabbi Shimon, menoira hatahira. He referred to menoira hatahira. And simply, menoira hatahira is because the menoira lights up. Lights up Klal Yisrael, lights up and guides Klal Yisrael, makes a light for Klal Yisrael. But Rabbi Eliashiv, they said over this by the Hesped of Rabbi Eliashiv, Zechayna Levracha, the Menorah HaTahira was also the Mashpia of Chochmas HaTahira and Klal Yisrael. When Rabbi Shmuel was taking Rabbi Shimon's Roish, the Roish is also the Mashpia on the Guf. He was taking, and he was saying that just like the menorah was mashpia chochmas haTorah to Klal Yisrael, the Godel Hador Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, he was mashpia chochmas haTorah to Klal Yisrael. And then Rabbi Shmuel was very handsome, and the daughter of the one that was killing them, the daughter wanted Rabbi Shmuel's face, so they decided to skin his face. Tziva lahavshlit es roishe b'sar haschira kiam ba'oirei omru l'nafshech shchiven avoira rosha ha'poishet Eis higial and kaim tefillin mitzvahs boro, soak tzo'oko v'nizdaza oilom v'eretz ispeiroro. When they came and they were taking off the skin of the mokim tefillin, so Rabbi Shmuel cried out, soak tzo'oko v'nizdaza oilom v'eretz ispeiroro. There's a gewaltika meshechochma in Parsha Shemois. The meshechochma says that in each tefillin, in the tefillin shel yad, there's 21 shemas of the Eibishter. And in tefillin shel roish, there's also 21 shemas of the Eibishter. That makes up together 42 shemas. And the Meshech Chochmah says that the tefillin shel yad signifies the Eibishter's love for Klal Yisrael, the Eibishter's hashkocha of Klal Yisrael. Betzina, v'hoya l'chola ois, and the tefillin shel roish that signifies that signifies the Eibishter's hashkoch on Klal Yisrael begilui, when the Eibishter, there's no hester upon him, when you could see the Eibishter guides Klal Yisrael, and everybody could see the tremendous hanhoga of the nisim at the Eibishter does for Klal Yisrael in Golus. Some people on Tisha B'Av, we brought down a minig in the Rambam, some people don't wear tefillin shel roish on Tisha B'Av, only tefillin shel yad, which signifies that there's only on Tisha B'Av, there's only the hester upon him, the anhog of hester upon him, but there's no gilui anhog of that's begilui. Could be that's pshat over here. Rosha ha'poishet eis higialim kaim tefillin mitzvahs boro. Soak tzo'oko, he was taking off the mokum tefillin shel roish. When Rabbi Shmuel puts on the tefillin shel roish, that signifies that there is a anhog of gilui. And over here, the stripping, the skinning, the mokum of the tefillin shel roish, a taking off the mokum of the tefillin shel roish is soak tzo'oko. You're taking away the anhog of the Eibishter begilui. It wasn't only a personal thing that they were doing to Rabbi Shmuel, but this had a tremendous effect when his daz oilom ve'eretz is peiroro, because this is another darag of taking away the hanhaga of gilui, the hanhaga of gilui that the Eibishter does over all kolami horos kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaro mimekah.